Morning and welcome to Dr. Leonard's Pet Pointers. Last week we talked about some summertime things, some problems, and you know what? We're going to continue that today. There's some more things I want to bring up to you. One of the things that is serious as far as I'm concerned is taking your dog places where there's a concentration of kids. Now, kids and dogs have always been together. That's great. Maybe your dog loves kids. Maybe your kids love dogs. But you know, the feeling isn't always mutual. Some of the places that I think you need to be very careful with. I think you need to be careful at parades. And the reason is kids are running, they're screaming, they're yelling. Dogs are trying to figure out, is this something I'm supposed to be playing with? And what am I supposed to do? It's pretty scary. If they get too scared, you go stick them in the car. What are you going to do? You're going to leave them in the hot car while the parade continues? Probably not a good idea either. One of the other places that I see dogs that I really don't think they should be is at the county fair. Now, not that they're not nice and some of them are being carried in somebody's purse, but you know what? Most of our city dogs don't know anything about cows and pigs and horses and sheep, and they can get into a lot of trouble, especially going through the cattle barns. They walk up behind these cows, they see a dog. They maybe have had a dog on the farm that was not their friend, and they're liable to pop out and kick him. And you know what? One kick from a cow is going to break your dog's jaw. I will about guarantee it. And broken jaws are not fun to fix for me, and believe me, they are not fun for your dog. When you go through the hog barn, the hogs are all getting sprayed with water. They'll sometimes shake their head and spew stuff all over your dog. Just not a good place for it. Lots of kids running around again, chasing each other, throwing a water balloon once in a while. I think I've seen that. Maybe I even participated 100 years ago when I was a kid. But, you know, I just don't think it's a good idea to have your dog at the county fair. One of the other places that I have trouble with is celebrations. In Atlantic, we're talking about Atlantic Fest, Oktoberfest, Crazy Days, Customer Appreciation Days. By the way, Customer Appreciation Days and Crazy Days are going to be combined this year, and they're going to be coming up here July 20th, so be ready for that. But I really don't think it's a place for you to bring your dog. With Customer Appreciation Days, your dog probably likes hot dogs, and when the kids drop them on the ground, maybe that's a great way for them to clean it up, but four hot dogs and tomorrow you may have diarrhea. Not sure that's a good idea. When you have a big concentration of people and you walk in and around people, people may step on your dog's foot, they may run into him, they may scare your dog and he may jump. There's just lots of reasons for them not to be in a crowded area like festivals. I can't imagine someone taking their dog up to Walnut last weekend. I just think it would have been kind of a disaster, but I wasn't there, so I don't know. The other place that I think we shouldn't take dogs, and besides, I believe it's against the rules, and that's the Little League Park. Again, balls coming over the fence, getting those foul balls, hitting your dog. Not a pleasant surprise when your dog's sitting there quietly and all at once gets beaned by a baseball. I just think that it's one of those places that you certainly should keep them away from, and I do believe that the Little League rules say that they're not to be out there on the field. One of the other things that's going on in the summertime, of course, is fleas and ticks. We touched on this just a bit last time, but I want you to be aware, fleas are here, ticks are here. Believe me, fleas and ticks are here. We've seen lots of ticks so far this year. We're seeing the fleas coming in stronger and stronger almost every day. Get down to the office, buy your front line from us, and I tell you that in all honesty because it's the cheapest place that you're going to find real front line. There's some fake stuff out there, but the real stuff, buy three doses at our office and you get one free. That brings the price down to about $11 a dose. And that is as cheap as you'll find it anywhere. I haven't been able to find it that cheap on the internet, at Sam's Club, or any other place. Come on out and get your flea and tick products from the Atlantic Animal Health Center. There's a couple more things I'm going to cover next time, and it has to do with vacations. But if you're getting ready for a vacation and you're having questions about your dog and your vacation, you need to come out and give us a little heads up as to what's going to happen. If they're going to stay with somebody, you need to let us know who that is and what kind of rules there are as far as what we can do when you're on vacation. We're going to have a whole story on that next time, and I hopefully will give you some great ideas. One other little heads up, if you're going to board your dog with us during vacation, you better get your reservations in. This is Dr. Keith Leonard at the Atlantic Animal Health Center, 1008 West 6th Street in Atlantic, Iowa, and as always, our number is 243-2121.